This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Taipei residents like hospital worker Cheng Yu Lin were rattled on Wednesday morning after a strong earthquake offshore Taiwan with a magnitude of 7.2 struck the island, knocking out power in several parts of the capital. So far, seven people are said to have died. State media said it was the strongest quake to hit the island in 25 years. It did trigger a tsunami warning in Japan that was later lifted. U.S. and other world leaders continue to react to an Israeli airstrike that killed World Central Kitchen aid workers from Australia, Britain, and Poland. VOA Cindy Sain has more on that story.
Standing with his French counterpart on a visit to Paris, Secretary of State Antony Blinken called the aid workers heroes who must be protected.
We've spoken directly to the Israeli government about this particular incident. We've urged a swift, a thorough, an impartial investigation to understand exactly what happened.
French Foreign Minister Stéphane Séjourné was more direct in condemning the Israeli strike. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres also said that the attack on the aid workers in Gaza was unconscionable after an Israeli airstrike killed the seven people working for the charity World Central Kitchen.
It demonstrates yet again the urgent need for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire, the unconditional release of all hostages, and the expansion of humanitarian aid into Gaza.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that the airstrike mistakenly killed those aid workers. And there is an investigation that has been launched. This is VOA News. Officials say Ukrainian drones have attacked a major oil refinery and a drone factory in the province of Tatarstan in what appears to be Kyiv's deepest strike inside Russian territory since the war began more than 2 years ago. AP correspondent Charles Zila Desma reports on Ukraine's growing capabilities in drone warfare.
In recent months, Russian refineries and oil terminals have become priority targets of Ukrainian drone attacks, part of stepped-up assaults on Russian territory. Ukrainian drone developers have been extending the weapons range for months as Kyiv attempts to compensate for its battlefield disadvantage in weapons and troops. The unmanned aerial vehicles are also an affordable option while Ukraine waits for more U.S. military aid.
That is AP's Charles Ledesma reporting. Meanwhile, diplomats say that NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg has proposed a 100 billion euro five-year package of military aid to Ukraine that would give the Western alliance a more direct role in providing support to Kyiv. On a call Tuesday, President Joe Biden discussed with Chinese President Xi Jinping's range of high-level issues and reiterated his request that China not use web-based disinformation tools to interfere with the U.S. presidential election. The two leaders also discussed Taiwan, the island China claims, as it prepares to inaugurate a new leader next month. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Washington.
Xi, in a statement, said both leaders found the phone call to be candid and constructive. But he stressed that disagreements remain, notably about the status of Taiwan, which China claims. In his statement, Xi said the China-U.S. relationship is beginning to stabilize, and this is welcomed by both societies and the international community. On the other hand, the negative factors of the relationship have also been growing, and this requires attention from both sides. The White House said Biden reiterated, but did not advance, previous concerns about Chinese interference in the upcoming U.S. election. Xi did not mention the topic in his account of the call. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
A company that provides services for immigrants in federal detention has been ordered to pay more than $811 million in restitution and penalties in a lawsuit alleging it used deceptive and abusive tactics. A judgment filed Tuesday in federal court says Nexus Services must pay restitution to federal authorities and penalties to New York, Virginia, and Massachusetts. It must also pay more than $111 million in civil penalties. State and federal officials say the company promised to secure immigrants' release on bond, but concealed and misrepresented the true nature and cost of its services. The company said in a statement that it does intend to appeal the judgment. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.